Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm your host this morning for the morning interview. This morning in the studio, I have our municipal administrator, John Leach. John, thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning, Brooke. Thank you for having me.
Good morning, indeed. Another beautiful one in Sitka. They just keep coming one after the other, and I'll gladly take them. Well, we're always chatting about interesting things that I think citizens are eager to be aware of. And this time we're here to talk about the city's asset management plan.
Absolutely.
Which is a bit of a mouthful. So I just want to start with, what is that?
Well, it's something I really get excited talking about. Other people might not get as excited as I do. But asset management, you know, people, I think they believe that asset management, they think of in terms of a financial plan. That's what we've always heard. But asset management in our world here is kind of a your capital plan. How do you manage your infrastructure and how do you address things in the most calculated way to ensure that we're getting the best bang for our buck?
So it's everything from buildings, when you say infrastructure or systems,
right,
but even policies and human capital. It's
right.
Quite
policies,
varied.
Procedures, your personnel. But mainly it's infrastructure here. That's where we use a lot of it. And if you think of it in terms of there are three things that we really need to balance, and that's risk, cost, and level of service. And if you think that those things have to add up to one, not greater than one and not less than one, you can kind of move those three different things around to make sure we're getting, like I said, the best bang for our buck. So for example, if we know that we want a certain level of service, we define a level of service, let's say power is going to be on 100% of the time. There's never going to be a failure. So you have to put more funding into that to make sure that that level of service is met. And then if you put that much funding in, but also have that high level of service, there's a whole lot of risk of that one little hiccup. So trying to keep those three columns balanced, you can kind of see how, okay, if you want to reduce the level of service, maybe then our risk number might change a little bit, or we can spend less money by accepting a lower level of service.
So this is kind of what you're calling a risk score, if I understand correctly,
correct,
and kind of that the
mm-hmm.
asset management plan. And you're looking at those three things, risk, cost, and level of service.
Correct.
And then deciding how much money to put into one of those three buckets.
Mm-hmm.
But you only have a limited amount of money.
We
You've got to get everything
amount,
to
right.
this number one. Okay. So I guess before we get further into the risk assessment, how do you decide which assets to work on? Like, what is that part of the process?
Yeah. Well, first, it took a lot of time. It took us about 2 years, but to just go out and define what all of our assets are and put those in one place. It's really just a big Excel spreadsheet right now, but it's a pretty fancy Excel spreadsheet. And once we find out what those assets are, we start to rank order them. So we listen to the citizens. What is the level of service that you expect? So we know what that looks like now. And then we go through and we have a long list of criteria. You know, there's certain areas of risk. It could be, your public reputation is damaged if this fails, or somebody could get injured or killed if this fails, or any life safety sort of issues. And then we apply a numerical score to that based on, what is the consequence of failure? What is the likelihood of failure? And then that comes up with one calculated number at the end. And it'll say, these are your highest risk items right now, and this is where you should focus your attention. And then when the budget time starts and we have money to put towards capital, we start at the top of that list and we work our way down as far as we can to address those highest need issues.
Okay, so it is really very much a calculation.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also imagine that, you have a certain amount of money and you might have an asset at the top of the list
mm-hmm.
that requires a lot of money. And you're also taking into consideration, though, how can we spread this money in a way that manages all of the items that have risk.
Right.
So could you speak a little bit more about that? Maybe.
Yeah, I really wish it were as simple as, we're going to hit item number one first and work down to the first 10 items because that's how much money we have. But let's say, for example, the number one project is $20 million, and I'm only making up numbers right now. I don't want people to get nervous, but let's say the number one item is $20 million, but we only have $5 million this year to address capital. That doesn't mean the $20 million one gets ignored, we might have to forward fund for it. So it's like, this is this important that we'll put this money aside this year so we can get it in 2 to 3 years and get this done. Or we might have to say, all right, well, we're going to accept this risk and we're going to use this $5 million towards items number 2, 3, 4, and 5 because they're lower cost. But at least we have the information in our faces now to make that risk-based decision.
Great. Well, that leads to the question of where is the money coming from? So yeah, where does the money come from?
So every one of our funds, general fund included, has its own, it has its own capital fund there. So, you know, if we're building, if we need to do some infrastructure work in the electric department, that money's going to come from the electric fund. If we're doing something in the water, wastewater treatment plant, that's the fund that it's going to come from. So there's always some capital, I will say, set aside in there. We have working capital there to address issues like this. And those capital needs tie very closely into what rates look like for the next year. So, yeah, we could say, I don't want any rate increases. And we try to keep them as modest as possible, knowing that we have these high-risk items to address. But if the decision is made, no, we're not going to, we just can't accept rate increases this year, then that gives us, that gives staff an idea of, okay, well, this is how far we're going to get on the capital list this year. We may have to defer these things for the next few years until we can build up a better working working capital balance to do that.
Okay. Well, that's a, we've been using a lot of terms that are very familiar to you and an important part of the city management, but I want to dial in on the difference between capital improvement and capital investment, because that's a piece of this as well.
This is a fun one for me too. Okay. So we talk a lot about our capital improvement plan. You'll hear that during the budget process, but what we don't really talk about out front, and we talk about it in the offices, is capital investments. Capital improvement is the actual work happening to build an asset or repair an asset or extend the life on an asset. Investments, those are the things we need to do in the background to make sure that asset gets to the end of its planned service life. And it might just be minor repairs throughout the year, things that don't create a lot of stir in the community, just the stuff happening in the background. Or it could be putting money aside. So we know that this thing needs to be replaced in 30 years, building that working capital to be able to address it when it hits the end of its service life.
Okay. So if I understand correctly, capital improvement is like building the road, right? And capital investment is having money set aside to maintain that road?
Exactly. Yeah, we're not going to put a road in and today and say, all right, this road's good for 30 years. I'll see you again in 2055. You know, we have to maintain that, and we have to make the investments into it. So when 2055 does get here, we can replace it.
Okay, great. Well, the important thing for listeners to know is how they can get involved. Yeah. They might have some input about what assets they think are important, or where they think money should go, or how it should be spent. And citizens can actually get involved in that.
So upcoming,
you've got the strategic plan. That's the soonest thing happening. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Yeah, the two easiest ways to get involved are through the strategic planning process and providing some input there, and showing up to budget meetings when we kick that off as well. But, you know, we're about to go into our third update, so our fourth year of the city's strategic plan. It was a 5-year plan. Information's not available yet, but we have our own website. We'll do a lot of community outreach, and I'll provide more information when that's available. And we'll be asking citizens to tell us where we need to make some modifications to our strategic plan. We'll do some outreach going to the boards, commissions, and committee meetings. We'll make reports to the assembly. Staff is going to have a workshop internally to provide their input to it as well. But that strategic plan really helps set that level of service that I talked about earlier. What are our goals for this city? What are these short-term goals that we can go after? And what is the level of service that everybody expects?
So coming down the road, there'll be surveys coming out from the city that citizens can take, right, can fill out. They could also attend a board or commission meeting. Those
Correct.
Are open to the public, and and give some input there when the city is visiting for those meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And then the maybe one that people get less excited about, but that you've mentioned, is the budget season.
Budget season, yes. It's scary that we're already going into next year's budget when we just started this one. But I know internally on October 6th, we're going to kick off our budget planning cycle for the staff work that needs to be done. And then around mid-December, that's when we'll start meeting with the assembly. And there's a good 4 months of public meetings. You know, it could be at a regular assembly meeting on a Tuesday night, but we try to have some special meetings on Thursday nights. Sometimes there's some work sessions, but there will be lots of opportunities over those, I would say, 4 to 5 months where the public can show up to those assembly meetings and the budget meetings and get involved and provide some input there through public comments.
Okay, great. And then for listeners who are wanting to be involved in any of this, what is the city website? Because eventually that's where some of this information will be for people to access.
Yeah, the city website is the best place to go, cityofsitka.com. And if you head there, you can navigate your way through there, but there's tabs for the strategic plan. You can go to view the current budget, and we also have the budgeting tools that are on there. We have open finance. I know we've talked about that before, where people can see live spending. We have balancing act, where people can go in and make recommendations on what they think the budget should look like, and then they can submit their ideas, and that comes to us. So I would say the website is the best place to go. And otherwise, you can just give us a call at City Hall, and we can point you in the right direction as well.
Should I put you on the spot and ask you for the phone number?
No.
Go to the website. That was
I have
great
lots of phone numbers, but yes, I don't know which the main one is.
That's quite all right. The website sounds like it's a place that you can be actively participating in our city management constantly. So that's a place to go to get information and to connect with the city. Well, I have been speaking with our municipal administrator, John Leach. John, thanks so much for coming out this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.